It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And we're coming back with one of my favorite co-host guests, John W. Spring. And last week, actually, John was on two times. John covers some very important information, and I've learned a lot of respect for John and his knowledge and breadth of information. I think he just turned 80, didn't you, John? You were actually the whistleblower for the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, and luckily you were wise enough not to come out publicly, or you probably would have ended like your Russian colleague that was considered a spy and released the information. Oleg, what's his last name? How did it...
Pinkovsky.
Pinkovsky, and he ended up in a very... ended up dead, basically, tortured and killed. We now know in 1987 the Russians were at it again. They are back at it in Nicaragua with a two-mile-long runway and also now in Larachila Island. I alerted you over a year ago that I was getting supernatural information besides my classified information. So when all three balls, like Kino, fall like in Vegas to tell you the same number's coming up, it means you better start researching it. You started researching and finding tremendous evidence that there was, in fact, Russian nuclear devices being put in Larachila Island, whether they're conventional intermediate-range nukes or hypersonic cruise missiles, which, by the way, since the spring of 2018, Putin has been boasting on international video and television, even in European TV. We have a situation where we have North Korea, which is, to me, just a proxy of Russia. You did your research and found evidence that the Rosatom systems outside Moscow were the entire guidance and the rocket systems given to Kim, and even after the first visit of Kim and our POTUS, our President Donald Trump, that Russia's continued to even update the guidance systems and the rockets for Kim. So although he's not launching intermediate range or long range weapons, he's not dismantled any systems or allowing on-the-ground inspections. I think that this is a photo op for Trump. I don't think there's any substance here until we pull Russia in, and Russia has consequences to literally like China proliferating nuclear weapons to Iran and Venezuela. And I think until we deal with these primary bad actors like Russia and China in terms of trade and other actions, we're never going to solve this problem with Kim. Kim is going to just do what he wants because he also has hardliners inside his own government that if he decides not to do what they want, they probably will kill him in his sleep and go back to Mama Russia, who, by the way, they're just a satellite of Russia anyway. His grandpa was put in there by the Russian Soviets in North Korea. So people have to understand it's just the last satellite of Russia in North Korea, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Dr. Deagle. And this is one thing that your listening audience needs to understand. All of these incidents that are occurring, whether they be in Iran or North Korea or the South China Sea, all of these are basically incidents to distract us from what I would refer to Vladimir Putin's window of opportunity right now, which is basically the deployment of missiles from La Orchia Island and Punta Huete in Nicaragua, Central America.
Right, and by the way, he knows his window is going to narrow because when Donald Trump's talking about Space Force, he's actually going to complete, I have my classified sources, complete missile defense systems, which, by the way, were nascently around for 30 years. I took care of employees working at the White Sands Missile Base in Vandenberg, not only on theater air defense, which, by the way, we had before we built the Patriot system. The Patriot was actually back-built by George Bush Sr. before he even launched Gulf War I. He waited from almost 7-8 months until they back-built the Patriot system, which, by the way, is far inferior to THAAD. And THAAD was very inferior and didn't have a good strike ratio 25 years ago. It's still not up to speed. And there's other layers which they didn't build out enough. For example, we have a ground-based plasma weapon system like the Tesla plasma ray machine developed by Nikola Tesla. It's at our White Man Sands Missile Research Facility in New Mexico. And we didn't build enough to protect ourselves or our enemies or put up the Brilliant Pebbles, which is 70,000 rockets in near-Earth orbit, to kinetically strike in near-Earth orbit a satellite or a missile coming up from Earth before it gets in its dispersion phase. So I went over this over a year ago on video. I updated my video just 2 months ago to explain a plasma, what's called laser net interferometry system, which if Donald Trump did it, it would make us completely impervious to satellite-based missile attack from nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons. But the fact is, we do not have defense. Our Navy is a sitting duck. We have no defense against incoming nuclear missiles, even from a rogue empire like North Korea. We don't have a operating military force that can withstand one battleship, let's say, in the Black Sea, sending off missiles to all our military bases in the Middle East. If there was a conflict with, say, Iran, and we'd actually hit them last week, Russia could have actually fired off missiles to all of our bases in the Middle East, hit North America with, at the very least, a weapon of indignation and knocked out our power grid, and the population would literally consume itself like cannibals. It would be unbelievable how quickly America would fade into non-existence, like fallen as Babylon the Great, you know, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth. I mean, people don't understand how fast America would fall if we tried to engage right now with a proper missile defense and getting Russia and China to stop playing these games by proliferating their nuclear weapons to proxy nations. And you and I need to have an audience. I'll pay for your ticket if the government won't, to get you in front of Donald Trump. Because the man needs to hear from you mano a mano, face to face, doesn't he?
Well, I certainly think so, Dr. Deagle.
Yeah.
And it's well overdue. And time is of the essence. What people don't realize, we have a missile crisis in operation right now, and the president is completely unaware of it because his geopolitical and intelligence analysts have no clue. They basically do not have the gray matter to decipher and understand we do have this missile crisis.
Or if they do understand it partially, they're actually suppressing the information purposely.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, you can figure, you raise a number of questions and you say, okay, I don't have all the answers, but I got really good questions.
Yes.
Now, here's my theory. I want to give a list of things, and I want to hear your analysis of it for what Donald Trump needs to do to the border. Number one, he needs to start investigating the SAD, Special Activity Division, which is the reason why John F. Kennedy was assassinated. He needs to start putting in the perp walk Department of Justice, FBI, and intel agencies like the CIA and those that have worked with us like Steele and Five Eyes. They need to go to jail. He needs to actually send our troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border and to drug cartels and start killing them in the sleep. So these drug cartels, like the fourth richest man in the world that lives in Mexico, these guys need to go down. They should not have advance warning before we kill them. Number two, we need to actually go after the money launderers. It turns out that Mr. Comey and Mr. Comey's brother laundered the money for the drug cartels through HSBC Bank in Shanghai, China. And people don't know this. They think, oh, well, you're just making all this up. It's a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. These are facts you can find from corroborating evidence and articles. They're not classified. Then in terms of the border, we have a problem. The reason why these people are leaving, primarily they're not highly educated. They're leaving because their countries are being devastated by drug cartels that are running the narco state, by them actually harassing people and stealing their money, and by the fact they don't have the capacity to actually generate an income. So all they want is to be able to create food, live in a clean building, have clean water, and don't have violence around them. And so a lot of these people migrating from Central America, from the three narco states, and from Mexico, which, by the way, large sections of Mexico is completely run by the drug cartels.
Yes.
They can only operate in conjunction with our CIA and Special Activity Division of the CIA, SAD. And the SAD, by the way, runs the state of It's a Real Hell and Saudi Arabia. They're not run independent. What's going on in the Middle East with the balkanization of states and the PNAC documents is completely operational SAD activity. Even the super state of Europe is run through the CFR and the Bilderbergers, etc. And the United Nations is in conjunction with the British intel, which they're fused at the hip with, to actually create a global control matrix, including banks and currency. All of this is all interlocked, and what people don't understand is the same players, including the Queen and the Crown, which is the Rothschilds in Britain, own the royal gems, and the United Nations and all these intel agencies are all working as our shadow government, and they have been working for decades. This is nothing new. This is since the Second World War where the United Nations was formed. This is nothing new. They did 9/11. They did Oklahoma City. They did the first and second Gulf Wars. All of these things are proxies of their actions, including their plan to not prepare the population to have protection against EMP from either coronal mass ejection or by a weapon from Russia, China, or their proxies like North Korea. And they don't care if the American population literally eats their children or their dogs and pets. They don't care if the population dies by the hundreds of millions. They could care less because they've got their Willy Wonka ticket to their underground dumb base. And they feel they're going to be fine listening to concert music and watching videos and playing games. People think I'm crazy. No, if you're not facing the truth and asking tough questions, you're crazy because I've been in these dumps. I know what they're doing. And they've spent quadrillions of dollars on doing weird stuff, totally aside from the control of the government, the Congress, and Senate. And you need to be in front of Donald Trump and tell him straight up. Like, not only that, 9/11 is an inside job, but they demolished the buildings. You need to tell him straight up that you're not, you can't negotiate with Kim without Putin there. Why is Putin not standing right beside Kim and Xi when Donald Trump's negotiating? They're never going, North Korea's never going to let them go over their nukes unless Russia and China get what they want, which is basically they want to have some kind of parity in terms of military and parity in terms of financial. And the globalists aren't going to give them that, are they?
No, they're not. No, it's a big facade or a big show, basically, out to deceive us, to distract us.
Right, and you're not going to hear this anywhere, not even with Tucker Carlson or Hannity. None of these people, and don't pretend that they know all the issues. They don't. They've been working in news media and kind of flogging stories for years. And when they cross certain lines, they get into areas that are so-called classified. This is not conspiracy theory, okay? These are things that I have to live through and actually been, you know, death threatened over, like Oklahoma City. Or intel agencies that contact me, they're listening to my shows and say, oh, you're right on, Deagle, you're right on. They won't come on the show.
No.
Or they do, they come under a pseudonym. I had one guy last year who was brave enough, after I met him actually working on my satellite dish, to come on with his actual name. And when I converted to video, he freaked out and realized he didn't want to come back because he was terrified that I got the message all over the world about what he knew about North Korea and what the intel agency CENTCOM knew about the danger to the United States with an EMP event or a physical attack on U.S. cities, because they can reach us right now from North Korea, from Pyongyang. People say, oh, no, they can't. I said, you're an idiot. These are Russian missiles built under the auspices of the North Koreans. And without Russia's help and Chinese help financially and taking their coal and giving them food, there would be, the population would starve to death.
Yes.
It's just disgusting that Trump thinks a photo op with Kim at the DMZ is going to fix it. No, it's not. Unless you have Mr. Putin on site, and Putin needs to realize we need to start threatening to seize bank accounts. We need to threaten to actually have Delta Force come in and clean out these rocket systems in Laurentian Island and Punta Huerta. And, of course, the dictator in Nicaragua is totally complicit with the Russians, isn't he?
Yes. what people don't understand is that they watch the news through the news media, through various sources, television, radio, newspapers. And what they don't understand is that all of these sources of news are controlled by large multinational corporations which have vested interests basically in globalization.
Yeah, that, or their secret agencies. For example, I've been suppressed at Genesis Network, who's supposedly alternative media, Republic Radio, and even Rents Network. I've been suppressed because they don't want to show enough respect to realize I'm not here like Coast to Coast Radio to have one guy that's really good on and then confusing stuff like Flat Earth stuff the next session. What you have to understand is what's going on here. You're not going to hear the full story unless it all makes sense on one show. And that's what the problem is. You only go so far, even with Fox, for example, in the public media about what's going on. They don't want to talk about 9/11 being an inside job or the fact that we have created these narco states in Central America, which is why these people are escaping. Of course they're going to come here, especially if we have no immigration laws. And of course if the Democrats get instant Democrats that they can get to vote because they can get a driver's license in California and then they vote. You know, the last 3 years here in California, there are more illegals that got driver's license than citizens in California, people that migrated legally from other states or other countries that legally migrated here. More illegals got licenses. You know that, right?
Yes. It's incredible, but it's true. Because the state of California has done everything possible to accommodate the illegals.
Exactly. So, you never know. This is basically, as far as I'm concerned, the only place where unfiltered truths and questions are raised and answers given. And John W. Spring, I'll make sure, if necessary, I'll pay for your flight to see our POTUS.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, simulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So, John W. Spring, John, what's your latest advice to President Trump? As you do sometimes two or three letters a week, I'm hoping you'll have one before our celebration. By the way, our sale's on. Code is Liberty. But if we want liberty in the future, we have to be ever present and vigilant today to ask right questions, to be brave enough to raise issues that won't be suppressed by Antifa or the government or cut out by agencies, and brave enough to actually challenge other people who claim to be alternative media or regular media who are lying or twisting the truth to the point where it is unrecognizable. And that's important because if we live in a liocracy, I call it, we're not going to survive as a nation, are we? The nation will decay from the inside.
Now, I believe on Thursday, July 4th, we're going to be commemorating the 243rd anniversary of this nation's Declaration of Independence. Now, the term Independence Day is somewhat misleading because that did not come about until after the victory at the Battle of Yorktown in Virginia. But as I look at the situation, again, it all goes back to La Orchia Island. 10 years ago, in 2009, Vladimir Putin made arrangements with the then dictator of Venezuela to build an airfield there, which would be long enough to accommodate the Antonov AN-124 giant military air transport, which could accommodate and carry several intermediate-range ballistic missiles armed with nuclear warheads and also, of course, fully integrated mobile launcher for those missiles. And what people don't understand, unlike the Cuban Missile Crisis, where it took nearly a year to build the permanent infrastructure which would enable rockets to be launched from northwestern Cuba, it's only going to take a few minutes to land the aircraft, unload the materiel aboard, and basically fire and launch at any region of the United States from Nicaragua or the islands controlled by Venezuela. And it's a very difficult concept to get across because unless people actually see a missile there in their newsprint or on their TV screen, they're not really going to comprehend the immediate threat that exists. And this is why it's so difficult, apparently, for the intelligence agencies in Washington to themselves comprehend this dilemma. And it's only a matter of time that that Putin's going to attempt this because he knows that this is basically his last opportunity, his last window of opportunity to basically launch and destroy the United States. He cannot compete with us economically or technologically. And this is his last hope. And he's being advised by some very experienced and very capable advisors at this the type of diabolical geopolitical game. And he knows that if he wants to be basically ruler of the world, he has to destroy the United States.
Well, let me give a message.
Of course, right now... President Trump thinks he's such a great guy.
if you praise Trump, even if he knows he's dealing with a nut, for example, look at what Kim did. The last negotiations fell through for the trade deal, dealing with denuclearizing Russia, North Korea. So he went back and he actually threw one guy into a tank with piranhas. The other guy he had shot with a firing squad. There were his negotiators.
Well,
so you got to understand here that Putin and the KGB, remember he was a KGB director, a GRU director, I mean, in Russia. And Putin himself, I think, and I've got some evidence to support this, but it's not complete yet, that he may be the lineal blood descendant of the Tsarina and Rasputin. And the guy has got a very high IQ, and he doesn't drink vodka. So you can tell he's driven. Putin is driven, and this guy is not a big guy, but he's a black belt. He's smart as hell, and he's dangerous, and he's a psychotic.
Yeah.
And the problem is, and this is a message to you, Mr. Putin, from Dr. Bill Deagle, and my knowledge of this, which isn't complete, but it's complete enough to scare the hell out of you if you have any common sense. We have, beyond nuclear weapons, beyond biological weapons, we've got scalar and weather modification and earth modification weapons that could literally turn your country into a minus 200 degree frozen wasteland in a matter of minutes from space. We have grazers that can scan your cities with gamma rays and kill everyone in it within seconds. We've got rods from God that can accelerate a depleted uranium rod and hit the ground so fast you won't see a missile or a thermal signature of a missile coming at you. You'll just blow up. And these, by the way, we have weapons that can penetrate deep into the earth, too, for your deep underground bases like your deep subway system, which, by the way, the Russian subway in Moscow is the deepest on earth. It won't save you. Just like my friend Colonel Lynn Will said, when he was talking about the only granite mountain in the Front Range was all sandstone across the Front Range Mountains, he said the Russians had weapons back 25 years ago that could turn it into literally the NORAD into a big pit, literally dissolve and melt the rock. So what people have to understand, if we start a war with Russia, yeah, they're going to kill probably 300 million Americans, but they're all going to die. In fact, if China starts a war with us, a Chinaman from China will be as rare as the Gulf or a sliver of Gulf from Ophir, the ancient Bible of the most, revered and purest gold in the world. It ain't going to happen. What we need to understand is we are under grave danger of earth changes. I've talked about this in the last hour with Mark Gaffney. We're in grave danger of a coronal mass ejection that could knock our power grid out or cause major damage to crops. We're moving into a Maunder Ice Age right now, which could last 75 years and cause major crop destruction. And we need to move to better energy technologies that can be hardened against coronal mass ejections or incoming asteroids. We have an asteroid arriving in less than 10 years now, April 2029, that's three times larger than the one that destroyed the dinosaurs, and has a 1% chance of it or its debris field, which would mean co-asteroids, of it striking us. We're not prepared for any of this.
No.
We're not prepared for any of this, including the proliferation of nuclear weapons, so one country could wipe out half of the United States just with one weapon or a satellite. North Korea satellites across their airspace twice a day. So they just had a 5-kiloton EMP weapon in one satellite. They could take out our power grid, and we would literally eat ourselves alive in the next 90 days. 90% of the population in that sector of America would die. No food, no gasoline, no pumped water, no transportation, just insanity. Whether no air conditioning or no heating if it's the middle of winter, it would be unbelievable what would happen to our society, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. I hate to even think about it. But
Well, I do think about it. I worked actually with the FEMA, and these guys, when I started asking them questions and answering them back in 2001 before 9/11, they started laughing so hard they said, "Dick, you're so funny." I was just asking questions about how nuts it was and how we killed everybody. We needed our war game simulations. We used NOAA computer up in Boulder in a war game simulation of a so-called weaponized super virus coming in from Egypt to, believe it or not, Oklahoma City. We did a war game simulation on the 17th Avenue in downtown Denver. And we did one at the Performing Arts Center. In every one of our simulations, we killed everyone. People need to realize we're not competent, not even slightly, to handle anything. Biological, chemical, nuclear, scalar, weather. And Russians, by the way, have weather weapons too. We're not the only ones. There's five countries that have weather modification technology. And we, the Russians, are the most advanced. But the Russians, if they start something, you knucklehead, vodka-drinking, desk-pounding maniacs, you'll die so fast, you and your dachas and your what do they call the Russian women? They call them the babushkas?
The grandmothers, babushkas, yeah.
Babushkas. All your babushkas are going to die, okay? And I love the Russian people. The Russian people are sweet people. If you get to know them firsthand, just like the Middle Eastern people, even if they're Muslim, they'll give their shirt off their back or something off their mantle if you ask them. But the problem is that they're in apostasy, whether it's geopolitical or religious apostasy, that pollutes the human mind to not be decent. The first thing we should think of is we should be decent to each other because we're humans, and also decent to the earth because it's our home. Because if we don't take care of it, it's going to be unlivable. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Dr. Deagle.
So,
and I would just hope that some of the Americans during the next few days when everyone supposedly celebrates the 4th of July, that they would stop to think about some of these things that we have been addressing and discussing during this hour.
Well, because, you know, John, I mentioned that in the Old Testament, in the Bible, or in some of the things, you and I would be considered high priests. We would be considered, if we're talking about prophetically analyzing what's happening, the signs in the heavens and whatever, or in analyzing things that God's provided us information. For example, when you're given credit by Charlotte Iserbeet from the Rents Network of discovering the thing about the Large Hadron, she never gave me credit for the fact that I bugged you for almost a year to actually start doing research in your genius-level ability to find information. The problem is, if I don't give God the credit, because God is the one who actually woke me up, he actually gave me standing visions, just like, and people may not believe this, yesterday I had a little interview with the amazing and wonderful and very, very buoyant voice and personality of Michael Horn, who owns the CRN Talk Network. And, of course, I gave a pretty well full disclosure right from my DOA day in February 15th, 1952, which is, you know, a kind of a summary of some of the circumstances I've had. When they recorded me back in 1999, 20 years ago, for the Prophecy Club, the stories I gave back then took 10 and a half hours of audio recording, called A Day with Dr. Bill, which the Prophecy Club still has, by the way. But now I know a lot more. And let me tell you, I got a lot of stories. I'm going to start posting them up in audio and video over on Clay and Iron for people to listen to. They're like vignettes or stories that should, 10,000 years from now, if they don't remember these stories and heed the warnings we give the population of humans, whether they're on Earth or some distant planet, those civilizations, no matter how long their lifespan or how advanced technically they are, if they keep God out of the equation and the need to be decent and do this will of the Most High God, those civilizations will die. I don't care how advanced and how technically advanced, and if they're leaping past the speed of light, they will still die. It doesn't matter how advanced their technology is if they don't have the technology of the Spirit to hear and do Shema, the will of the Creator God. And, you know, although we are separate individuals, we're also part of a larger organism. I'm a what's called hyper-empath, which means I realize I'm not just an I, I'm also a we. We all are, but we don't want to recognize that. We are we, which means a part of us is actually a Chinaman or a China girl, or in utero, a little black baby in his mama's abdomen in, say, New York City that's about to be aborted. A part of what we are is the rest of the human race in the past, present, and future. People don't want to recognize that, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle.
And as we talk about liberty, and you know, we don't have true liberty. I know we talk about Independence Day. Since 1913, and previously with the attempts to take over the banks, the Federal Reserve System and the Canary Square and the Rothschilds have literally, just like after the Napoleonic Wars, America's been taken over. We declare bankruptcy in 1933. We're under martial law every year, and every year, every president, including Donald Trump, has to declare several times now, we were under martial law. Since 9/11, we've had actually martial law declared every year, so especially with the Patriot Act and Patriot Act II, which was bought in chunks. And people, well, I don't know what you mean by that. I said, you know, call the U.S. printing office and read it yourself. Don't disagree or try to spit on Deagle. Read the document. It's amazing to me that people want to celebrate the Independence Day. The only thing that's going to stay independent if we have an independent spirit that serves the Creator God first, cares about other human beings in every nation, cares about the biosphere, and does the will of the Creator God. Without doing God, I said, and adding an extra O to do good, you cannot do God's will. And doing what you do is very dangerous right now. I mean, you're doing something in 1962 that I'm sure if you did, you would have died, not Oleg Penkovsky. You would have died. And they probably would never have heard what happened to you. You just would have died in some unusual way, like, you know, T-boned in a high-speed accident on a freeway, or somebody hit you with a directed energy weapon. I think you mentioned one comment one time about being on a freeway in L.A., and it was obvious that somebody had something very exotic they were going to hit you with, and you managed to dodge that. People need to realize they don't want people like Deagle around talking. You know why they don't kill me? Because I produced so much information over the last 2 decades. They'd be terrified because even in their own agencies and even governments would actually bolt if the truth is told, wouldn't they?
Yes, it is.
While we're celebrating Independence Day, remember, the only thing that keeps you independent is a relationship with the Creator God and asking better questions, and it contributes so we can actually get John W. Spring in front of our POTUS. So this Independence Day is not our last for America and for the world.
Mm-hmm. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. And we're back with John W. Spring. John, I'd like you to make a statement now about what you see coming up in the next, less than 18 months now, to 2020. I believe this is the most important election in American, and not only American, but world history, because what happens to populists in America and populists in Europe, including Hungary, Italy, and other states inside the superstate Europe, what happens to trade deals interlock directly with the denuclearization of proxy nations like Venezuela, Iran, and North Korea. It determines whether or not the human race is going to survive either a man-caused extinction-level event or a nature-caused one without us probably setting up a defense of Earth strategy. So what would your statement be if you could talk? Pretend right now you're talking mano a mano to Donald Trump or his main advisors. What would you say before the, for the 4th of July, if he was listening to this show, what would you say to Donald?
Well, I would say, Mr. President, there are several situations which apparently your advisors have not been able to share with you because they are unaware of them or unwilling to pass them on to you. And one of them, of course, is the Venezuelan-Nicaraguan missile crisis. And there are other situations occurring in the South China Sea and related areas nearby that you are not being informed about, as well as in the Middle East. We have situations, but some of them are designed to distract you from basically the key issue, which is the missile crisis planned by Vladimir Putin going back to 2009. And unfortunately, if you don't act fairly soon, we may not even have to worry about the 2020 presidential election. It's that serious.
Right. And by the way, I know we talked with our Jewish his family survived the Holocaust, Ken Klein, who's a Christian at 70, in the 70s, used to be a National Football League football player, was injured, who's an amazing investigator. And again, I don't necessarily agree with everything he says, but he raises a lot of questions and issues that need to be dealt with. And he's over in Israel now looking at a lot of anomalies and a lot of things he's going to deal with in another movie series talking about this. The fact is that we're not going to get a lot of warning. Now, both the Jesuits and the Catholics and most Christians believe in the 7-year warning period. And in fact, I wrote it in my book, Clay and Iron, years ago, because I believe that template they're going to try to stick to, which means the Temple Mount has to be sanctified on Sukkot, that they know that there's going to be a breakdown in the middle of that 7-year period, and they're prepared to deal with it with the option of war. And during that option, they're going to cut off the sacrifice in the Temple Mount, which, by the way, is an abomination that desolates. And the desolation is the removal of population. And we're going to be looking at some very nasty things. Now, it's very possible that a lot of these things happened at the time of Titus when the temple was destroyed back in the first century.
Yes.
But what I think people should understand is we may not have a lot of warning before a lot of devastation happens. If last week when Donald Trump was about to launch and had some kind of sense of humanity, maybe God touched his soul and said, Donald, don't do it. And a lot of people, including Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, were almost in a state of glee that he was about to attack Iran with weapons. I'm thinking, you disagree with Trump on everything, and now you're agreeing that he should kill innocent Iranians that are running radar bases and other military sites, when actually a drone is most likely over their airspace that they shot down, that was a global hawk, you know, seeking information about what's going on, and there was no human loss of life, and yet you want to start a great big conflict over it. And remember, Gulf War I was started when Colin Powell, I've changed his name to Colin Powell because he's full of crap, told us that, along with other experts, including, by the way, the people like Mr. Mueller, who was one part of the cover-up of this, that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and that's why they started Gulf War I. Saddam Hussein had the super cannon from Gerald Bull. He didn't have bio-advanced stuff. And any bioweapons he had were ones we gave him from Biopreparat in Michigan for the anthrax, which is what poisoned not only our troops, and in fact, I took care of some of them and exposed to these vaccines, and so it was like being kicked across the room by a donkey. And it kept them awake for a week after they got the shot for this new biopreparat, Bioport vaccine that they had to get for made in Michigan for the anthrax that we gave to the Iraqis so they'd survive while we sprayed weaponized anthrax over the Iranian troops. People need to know how nuts this is and how evil and how, although America does a lot of good in the world and we do more good to help more nations than anybody else, we also do a lot of evil. And we also spread that evil and give even technology to other potential enemies like Russia and China. Russia and China wouldn't have a lot of the things that they have now unless we gave it to them, right?
Yeah, that's so true.
Which is really disturbing. It's like, you mean we did it? Well, look, they knew these leaks were happening, just like back in the early years where they actually, remember they jail or kill those two spies that they said gave Russian information for creating nukes back at the end of World War II? Remember that couple? Well, it turns out I know the actual guys at the airports in Alaska where the actual isotopes were flown through Alaska, through General Alaska, directly through to Russia. I have sources, because I know inside intel agencies, of how we actually purposely transferred information, even, for example, to Mr. Pakistan, to Mr. A.Q. Khan. These people, actually, we transferred information to them so they can learn how to make nukes at the Waziristani plant in North Pakistan.
Yes.
They couldn't do it without our help. I mean, until the last year, 2 years of George Bush's presidency, he even had internet access to our nuclear library, so he knew how to do these things. People don't know this stuff. They say, "You're making that up, Deagle." I said, "I wish I was. This is nightmarish stuff I really don't want to know, but God made me brave enough to tell about the spiritual truths and the physical truths, I say, because I'm in physical danger of dying. And the only reason why they don't kill me, you out there that think that I'm lying or I'm trying to get money from you or control or want to be worshipped, you have to show me one thing, respect. If you don't agree with me, research the topic, research my experts like John W. Spring, read all his letters to the president. I have a feeling some of your letters are getting through to some of his advisors. Because some of his behavior tells me that the man is starting to get a clue, and the clue is coming from John W. Spring, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I honestly believe that several of my recent letters did get to the president just before he was about to give the orders to bomb Iran. I really believe that. I don't know exactly how the information got to him. Whether it was one of his aides or if he actually read the material himself.
He might have read it. He's an insomniac, so he might be finally getting a clue. You see, one of the things that happened to me at Genesis and at Republic Radio and Rents is they always wanted to suppress Deagle because, you see, I bring on great people like you, and I put you forward. I talk to you as you're a high priest, and, like, if you want to talk about, like, the 12 apostles, you would be an apostolic high priest in the ancient world of ancient Israel. And the king would either respect you, because if you went into battle without adhering to wisdom from his high priest, he and his army would probably die. So they want to know, are the star signs okay? Are my battle plan okay? And does it make sense or not? And the problem I see is Trump is actually starting to get a clue, and he's not going to get it from his advisors like John Lightning Bolt, I call him, who should have a spandex suit on and a little cape, or Mike Pompeo, the fast-talking, very smart guy. But these are globalists, they're warmongers. They're beating a drum. Actually, when you see their face, you should hear a drum in the background, boom, 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 boom. They're hitting a war drum, aren't they?
Yes. It's very frightening that he has those as his key aides.
Now, the problem is you could stabilize the world economically. You could stabilize the world ecologically. You could extend the human lifespan of the population. You could start exploring the stars and terraforming Mars, Titan, one of the moons of Jupiter, and start spreading across the galaxy and interacting with other life forms across the galaxy and acting as we are the Queen of Heaven. The fact is, our destiny is out there in the stars. Our destiny isn't just going to heaven, but the heavens. And what people don't grasp is that God wants a sanctified bride that will do his will not only protect the earth and be the steward of earth to make sure the ecosphere, and we're not a causative extinction level event by a nuclear war that precipitates an ice age and destroys the planet with radiation. We haven't fixed the Fukushima Daiichi, and all of the companies that support this umbrella company at TEPCO are American, but nobody's fixing it. When I talked to the nuclear scientists working under Senator Wyden and Senator from Oregon and Senator Feinstein, they tried to act like smart alecks with me, and then I started asking them questions. I said, you know what? Think of this as your PhD thesis, and you're going to fail, after I talked to them for a few minutes. They realized, oh my gosh, you're not just Dr. Deagle, MD. You're Dr. Deagle, nuclear scientist. And what's disturbing to me is I get people like you who know the facts. That's why I want you to get your facts through. Donald Trump, if you're listening, we pray for you, man. We think you are probably already the greatest president we've ever had because you have a decency about you and you want to know the truth, but you got bad advisors. Some of these people like Mr. Ray of the FBI need to be fired. John Lightning Bolt needs to go. Mike Pompeo needs to be caged. There's a lot of people that you're even appointing, even to the United Nations, to me, are plainly nuts. Now, why do we have the UN? It should be disbanded. It's obscene. The UN is another example of the British Empire trying to engineer us toward a new world order, where we're not in control of our cash, our immigration, or anything. And people don't know, when they say we have Independence Day, I don't believe we're independent at all, do you?
No.
I think it's a fraud. It's a horrible fraud, and both the geopolitical systems and the religious systems are preaching this fraud. They're supporting the fraud. The fraud is, if you want to be independent, serve God. Independence doesn't come from your government or the Congress or Senate or the Constitution. It comes from the Creator. That's why our rights and our authority to give authority to our president and all our elected officials doesn't come from a constitution or from the emperor. It comes from us, because we are creating God's image. We're the only nation on earth right now where the Constitution of the United States reflects the power of the people who give authority to our elected officials. No other country does that, do they?
No. Now, we've got to get back to God as a nation and as individuals. And unfortunately, we think other things are more important. Material things.
Well, God can have you enough prosperity so no one is starving or hungry or cold or homeless. And the mentally ill and the drug addicts need to have drug addict treatment, and mentally ill need help with their brain. Think of your brain like a liver. We need to fix the brain chemistry. I can do independent examinations to tell you exactly why their brain's not functioning. You think of the brain as a mechanical and geochemical device that needs help. But guess what? We don't approach it that way. We think of psychotherapy. Well, if you've got an abnormal liver, you don't psychotherapy your liver, do you?
No.
No, it's asinine. And what I see is a medical profession and a geopolitical profession and a media profession where they have what I call craniocephalic insertion up the rectum syndrome, which means their head is so far up their behind they haven't seen daylight in decades. And people say, oh, that's just a little obscene. I said, you know, it is obscene. It's obscene that people believe them. For example, 57% of Democrats believe Donald Trump did a felony. Now, Donald Trump's not perfect. He's recycling toxic water. He's supporting GMO food. And he's supporting 5G network with Mick Mulvaney doing a dance around the White House. I'm thinking, oh, my God. Trump, you're unable to understand how dangerous these things are. And we need to make him bring him up to speed so he understands and realizes that he's doing things they're totally in line with the New World Order and the globalist control of the planet, including, as I mentioned when I was on the show yesterday with Michael Horn, the mark of the beast and the control matrix system of the entire world comes from America. And its primary node is in Colorado Springs at Shriver Air Force Base. People don't want to hear that we are both the doer of good and doer of evil. We do lots of both, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have a lot to be ashamed about and
I learned an important lesson. Only God can forgive us as a nation or as a people or as persons.
This is so true.
And you must assume to the fact, and like the camel crossing through the gate, get down your knees, that when you do God's will, he will forgive us as a nation, and then we will be independent. So independence comes from the Spirit and from the Creator, not from a government or a military or a constitution or even the right president. It comes from the Creator.
Right. That's the only way we're going to pass through that spiritual needle.
Exactly. God help us. Thank you, John W. Spring. I'll pay for your ticket. POTUS, you need to listen to John W. Back tomorrow, another amazing show. Stay tuned and contact me for free advice. The sale is on. Liberty is the code. Save 7%. Lumen Photon and NutriMeds. Free advice. And the medicine for the blues.